Saga, Kuf Nun Tes, we continue the unfolding of. When this fetus, this child, comes into the world without the sense of sight activated, all the child is born with is smell and taste. Those two go together. It's very hard to have one without the other. Sorry, you should have said Raya. I apologize. Sorry. Sense, feeling, and taste. He doesn't have Raya. That's a bit of a hiddish because. Okay. It's very hard to have taste and smell go together. Okay. Where does the child get food from now that he, while he was in the womb, he was getting fed from his mother also, but via a different process. It doesn't work anymore, that process. So the child needs to be sustained. So he gets it from a very well prepared food from his mother. A sweet, tasty liquid. It's like a spring that flows when necessary. The more you feed, the more it flows. You don't feed, it stops flowing. There's not too much that it's going to create a burden for the mother. It's unbelievable. Do you know how much has to take place for a child to feed? The child can't do anything, can't move any limb, and yet it can feed, which is one of the most complicated processes that can take place. The child knows how to do it. Can't lift his head, can't move his head. This he knows how to do. It's unbelievable. Sorry. Sad. Well, that's. I'm just saying, it's a very complex process. Perfect. Nachon. That's what he's saying, so that it doesn't come out too quickly and choke him. Nachon. All this. Yeah. You guys are starting to get into the swing of Sarah Bechina. Excellent. You have to take these few little things and build it. It's unbelievable. No one has yet been able to replicate mother's milk, however much they've got close, maternas and maternas or whatever. Well, anybody who's fed their child materna knows. They're rochok from the original. Hello? With all the sophisticated technology we have today, they can't reproduce mother's milk. And it's made from blood. Like you said, Mike, the hole that the milk comes out of is perfect, like a pinprick. Not too wide that the milk will just flow out. It'll just come out, it'll coat the baby. Well, Lord Sami, they should say it clear again, but you know, because they flirt. Correct, because it can suck harder now. It's got more koyach. It needs more milk. That's pretty tricky engineering. Into now, but the whole story of Imunah is rooted in Biyinukosa, in what's called Yoinek. She Yoinek is a woman. The Loshan of woman is a professional, a master craftsman, but it's also Loshan Imma, and it's also Loshan Imunah. Those things all go together. Let's see. Interesting story. You'll notice that the name for mother in every language in the world, there may be exceptions, I haven't been through every one, has a mem in it somewhere. You noticed?
Mama.
Yeah. No, all the Latin, all the Anglo-Saxon, all the languages, all the English, the languages that come from Latin ultimately all have a mem in them. Sure. Mama. Mutter. Mutter, Mama, PlayStation. You want to go through every language in the world now? Chinese, I don't know, because what's the mem? What's mem? Mem means me. I'm from something. I come from somewhere. That's why it's the lotion of Imuna. Because what's Imuna? Imuna is I come from somewhere. M. Me, Ima. Me, Hashem. Me, Mama, Mama. That's what the mem is. It's an expression of I come from something. Ma. Mami. Muda. Yeah.
And this is Mami.
So you're going to come up with a list. You're going to go through all the languages now in the world. And tomorrow you're going to come. We're giving you homework. Just 1 second. Slow down. You're going to write a list of all the languages. And you'll tell us what mother is in all the different languages. Okay. Fine. Certainly all the Anglo-Saxon languages that's in there. And then the Eastern languages or whatever. I don't know. What's it in Sanskrit? As the goof gets, the child develops and whatever, then he starts seeing and he starts yarring. You tell the other kids to keep quiet because the baby's sleeping. And then just as about you're about to throw him out the window, he smiles. Hashem makes him in a way that he gives chayin. He finds chayin in the hearts and the rachamim of the parents so that it's not too much of a burden to take care of him. Otherwise, you would have thrown him out the window long ago. Yeah, exactly. It's exactly. Yeah. Attack is the best form of defense. You just smile, you know. And you're like, all right, stay around for a bit longer. And you wish you would have eaten them when they're young, when they become teenagers, eh? The parents, because of this chayin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts, that's one of the, there's a whole story of Chanukah Lamaisa. It's this chayin that a child has that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the child, that the parents find chayin in the child. This thing called chayin, a moedika thing, chayin. They're more concerned about the child's eating and drinking than they're about themselves. They'll forego their meal in order to feed their children. The kalba name says kola and it makes it easier for them to bear the burden of all the toil and whatever that goes into raising children. You have to bathe the child, change the child. It's not so posh, and you're doing it without sleep. All the things the parents do, you keep danger away from him, you teach him how to walk, all the things that go into raising a child. A lot of people today don't want to have children because it's too much giving. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into the child a certain sense of chayin, that the child finds chayin in the parents' eyes, which enables the parents. That enables, without that, you wouldn't be able to raise a child. That's what he's telling you here. One of the chesodim that Hashem does in the world, one of the toives Hashem does in the world, is He gives this baby this chayin in order to make it possible for the parents to bear the burden of raising children. Otherwise, you couldn't do it. It's also part of the chesed and the yocholet of the boira. Then he becomes a nar. And the parents don't find him despicable. And they don't get angry with him because of all the enormous needs that he has. And that which he has no koras atoiv for everything that the parents suffer and go through because of him. Talk to everybody, because the way Hashem made the world, this was wired into the system. It's not just a machla of the door. It's. Adarabba, not just they not find it negative, but they're very positive. They go out of their way to help him and take care of him, protect him from damage, and do the best they can, and mashkia mon kesef on him. until he gets to a more mature stage, v'kvar lamed ledabe b'tzura musuderes ba'adarga, k'derech ben Adam, v'kvar yisposchu koiches chusha v'koichef nafshu v'kibol chochma v'das. And now he starts becoming a person. He starts becoming a mensch. He starts growing up. He starts maturing. The slow process of maturation starts. But now he's already got das. He's got chochma. He already knows how to talk. He knows how to appreciate. He knows how to utilize the five senses, the koach he has in the physical world, the muskal, he knows how to utilize the different aspects of his spiritual koaches, the different muskalos that come from the koach haruchni. So slowly he starts getting chokhmah, he starts being able to be boichen dover mitoich dover, he starts understanding things, he starts becoming a bit of a man. At what age that happens today, I have no idea. 70, 80, at least. Used to start happening at bar mitzvah, and used to run through till about 18 when you got married, and then you were already a fully fledged, mature adult, continuing to grow. Today it probably takes place a bit later.
70
today. I said 60, 70. If it ever happens. Most people don't ever grow up. Anyway, but that's the process that's all wired into the system. That's all happening automatically. Because Hashem made it like this. Animals don't do this, by the way. Goyim don't do this, by the way. Goyim don't mature. Goyim just get bigger. They don't get more. The Kli Yoker, and Paul just told us, they clearly distinguishes between a Yaakov and an Esav. He says when Esav's born, he has everything he needs in order to fulfill his mission in the world. He's just a bit small. So he has to get bigger. But he's never going to become more. He's just going to be the same thing, just bigger. He has his five senses and tavers. He can now do what he came into the world to do. Yaakov, when he's born, has nothing of what he needs to fulfill his mission in this world. That only starts coming later. By mitzvah, he starts getting a Yetzer Tov, and then he starts getting Das, and then he starts slowly starts developing altruism, Chesed, Akaras HaTov, all the middles that the Jew needs in order to develop over the 120 years that he's here. Cow gets born, he's a cow. He gets bigger, but he never becomes more. He's always just going to be a cow. The greatest galaxies in the world just get bigger, but they don't become more. The only thing that can become more is a yid. There may be exceptions in the goyish world. You have the righteous goyim, the tzaddikum. Maybe there's something there. I don't know. Of all side bits of nanach weren't designed to make a person more. They were made just to be able to create a stable civilization. That's all. Tarak mitzvahs enables a person to become more. That's called maturing. Achas atoivas harabois. Shabois bach meitiv la'odem hi. Shainu meivin v'lo mavdil bein tov l'rabba eis yel du soy. Who would have thought of that? One of the chasodim, harabois, many chasodim that Hashem does for a person, is he can't tell the difference between good and bad when he's young. Amazing, eh? We expect our children to know the difference between good and bad while they're still babies. How could you do that? Why not? He just told you they can't distinguish good and bad. And that's a chesed? Well, I wouldn't have guessed that. If it wasn't like this, he would die. Why? Let's see what's going on here. What's he talking about? If he's seichel and his appreciation, his understanding, his ability to recognize things was shalom at the moment he was born, at the minute he started developing, not when he was born, no, he was a baby, he starts growing up and developing. And he would understand that everybody else in the world is much more elevated than him. in that they have their own independence. They're independent. He's not independent. He knows he's not independent. In their ability to move and the speed that they move, baby's lying on the ground watching you and you're walking in and out of the room and whatever, and he can't go anywhere. He's kind of stuck. He's in prison. Or he's starting to sit, or he's starting to crawl. I believe people are running all over the place and climbing, and he sees his brothers swinging from the chandeliers. And he will lay your heart. And these people, they can take care of their own cleanliness. See, they don't have to wait for somebody to come and change his diaper. They just go to the bathroom and take care of their own cleanliness. He sees all of this happening. He sees he's the exact opposite of this. He's this little, like, dependent mess. He would die from worry and anguish. This baby would have a look around and see what's going on. You're in prison. You can't move. Your mama's paralyzed. Baby's paralyzed. He can't go anywhere. He can't feed himself. Can't feed himself. All these other people are running around doing stuff, and he realizes that he hasn't got all of this. He would die from worry. It's a chesed that he doesn't have das, and then he's winning the baby. I wouldn't have guessed that, by the way. That's why we have to learn. When your child's crying at 3 o'clock in the morning, if you want to tell your wife about Shara Bechina, this is a good place to do it. I take no responsibility for her reaction. Aval, what you can tell her is that this is one of the Niflei Sabayra, when the baby's crying. Baby crying seems to be something that's bad. Sounds like a good thing, baby. The child has an enormous benefit from crying. Even the doctors in those days understood this. There's a certain liquid, certain jelly or whatever, in the brain. Sorry, it would stay in the brain. It would bring diseases onto the child. The crying removes this substance, whatever it is, from the brain. Can we finish this up, this sentence, okay? And then we'll see what you want to know. Before you want to tell us, we have to find out what you want to tell us. The crying saves the child from all the damage that this lecha would have caused it. Yes.
The baby can be fostering. Every time he was two, he can have the brain damage when he was 3 weeks old. Of course, took him at about 6 months. He had the hydrocephalus, where the brain doesn't drain, it can't drain just fluid. For 4 months, before he realized he needed what they call a shunt, he was in such pain, headaches. He was, because he's not moving, he was in such pain.
And it's the crying that removes it, so I can't
believe that. No, that's normal.
If it's
too much, can't get rid of the right. You put a shunt in, a shunt takes out the brains,
the liquid.
Certain brains, the body, and Mamish 2 days later it was fine, but he was really like unbelievable. A few weeks ago it was out of the pressure was set by pressure, very specific. It was out of pressure. It was draining too much, too fast. He was tremendous. His whole body couldn't contain himself, and it's actually very dangerous. But what happened?
We just said that Sal could die. Terrible.
The ventricle collapse. We took him in. They switched off for 24 hours. Then they reset it. The second after they reset it, it's on number 7. You know what that means? It's absolutely pretty. It's like happy again. The thing, like just honest.
So you see, yeah. So what you see from this is in Roy group of kids, it's taking place. Number 7 is so far Hashem. Without all the machshirim and the even and again Hashem.
Normal child.
By crying does this job, yeah. And there's sometimes you see that it doesn't always work. Why that is, well, I don't understand Hashem's ways.
It's this mum is driving home.
That's amazing. That's Shara Bechina, yeah. So when your child's crying at night, understand that he's saving you from running to the doctor to put in the shunt and the dark and the person.
After the same time communicating that they're hungry today.
And the mother understands the cry. I'll tell you another miracle in children's crying. The mother understands what the child's crying about. We don't get it. The child starts crying, you go through a whole list. I'm busy. The mother knows straight away exactly what it is. No, it's not that. Your wife will tell you. Sounds like this. Yeah. No, the mothers understand that cry as well, which is also pretty tricky engineering. Amazing. Shkoyach. Refers with Yeshua's. Umarev chasta Hashem ala Adam. Shebetukufa sheshinov mitchalfois. Hem loifles zu achazu. Teething. Anybody been through teething? Not a pleasant phase. Eh? And one of the chesodim that we see from Hashem is that when the teeth change, why they need to change, and the Torah said, lots of kashas on teeth. Lots of kashas on teeth. But they don't all fall out at once. They fall out one after the other. There's a sequence to how they fall out. They will all just fall out. They couldn't be able to eat for a while. So one falls out, and then another one starts growing, and another one falls out. It's a bit painful on the parents. Let them just fall out in one night, go through teething for 2 days, and get back to normal again. Teething sort of stretches out over a period of time. And it's not the most pleasant phase, teething.
Oh, gosh.
Listen to this. Afterwards, the Yeled, this developing human, experiences makalot or mikrim mechivim, different sicknesses and painful situations. Kadeshi yakir es oilam. It's in order that he should start recognizing the world. And he shouldn't be hidden from him the way the world conducts itself. Things can go from good to bad. As I mentioned many times, if you could recreate the world, if you could change anything in the world, there are lots of things you would change. There are a lot of bad things in the world. Who wouldn't change things in the world? Yeah. To explain to you, one of the things you don't want to change is you don't want it to be good all the time. Rupikus used to say, if there was in the whole world, everything for one moment was always good, nothing was not good, everything was working exactly the way you would want it to go, the world would cease to exist. The same as if you would have a world where no one was learning, at that moment the world would cease to exist. If everything was exactly the way it was supposed to be always, I mean, not the way Hashem wants it to be, it's supposed to be im chesreino. But if you would have it perfect the way you want it to be, the world would cease to exist. No purpose for a world like that to exist. If everything was just perfect, manana, then you'd feel completely safe in the world. You'd be completely secure in the world. And he would never be worried that maybe to think tomorrow things will change. His tavers would overwhelm him. And it would be like a behemoth. What's going to be in the end? We're not here forever. Hovin. You look in the Pischalev at the bottom, in Nun Hay, he says, Ulechain. Maybe a Boris Barach, Bechachmosel, Adam Lifami, Machalot, Rot, Afilu, Bialdusoi. Hashem, in his divine wisdom, in his infinite wisdom, brings sometimes sicknesses, diseases, even when they're little kids. Kedela Haziru, Shaafim, Ye, Beroy, Matzlocha. Even if you're at the peak of your success, Aluloi, This pinnacle of success that you're having can change very quickly. And he won't feel secure in this world. That's the Nakudaya. Underline that. So he'll realize that he's dependent on Hashem. He'll start davening. If a person doesn't have any problems, he'll never daven. No, you don't daven. You're not dependent on Hashem. You don't need Hashem. You won't think about why you're in the world and where you're going, and you won't think about the end of your life, and then you will just waste your entire life. Therefore, Hashem brings this suffering upon us in order to get our attention, to refocus us, to keep our eye on the ball. Because if it's everything was just great, perfect, the way Adam Rishon had in Gan Eden, you wouldn't get anything done. You wouldn't take time out to think about where we're headed. The enormous chesed that Hashem does for us, this tsar, the suffering and the imperfection of the world. If you didn't have that, then the world would be, if the world was perfect, it would be imperfect. But all these imperfections that Hashem brings upon us makes you wake up and think. I remember in Corona. It's almost like Corona was like ancient history already. But there wasn't one Jew, I'm talking about a Jew who used to daven, that didn't feel at some point, even if it was just a fleeting thought, that the way he conducts himself in a Bet Knesset, in a Bet Midrash, when we go back to the Bet Knesset, it's going to be different to the way it was before. There wasn't one Jew that didn't think like that. Everybody here that didn't have a fleeting thought, at least. We can't go back to the way it was. We can't go back to talking and davening and talking to our impetalim during learning. We can't. It's a lost shaykh. Lost shaykh. Everybody had that thought. Yeah, that's a chesed that Hashem gave you, that if you had that thought, say, Ashaveh kol ha'isek hazeh. What happens afterwards? That's also wired into, that's also one of the chasadim of Hashem. That the chizuk doesn't last. Doesn't last. You know that. You have to beat yourself up because it doesn't last. It doesn't. Now the work starts. That's a moment of inspiration. That's a phase one. Now go work it through. I'm just giving one small example. The relationships we had that we couldn't have. The your parents are alone. The people of Rahman Islam, their parents were nifta, they couldn't go to the Levites. Who wasn't thinking about what chasadim there was when we could go, we could travel, we could come, we could. These moments of suffering are chesed because they help you to put perspective into our lives. You don't just take things for granted when things are not going the way you want them to. You hear about a child whose mama, just because this liquid's not shunting the way it's supposed to, whatever, the enormous suffering child's going through, and that doesn't happen to you. It didn't happen to your children. As a kama karasatayin person has to